It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar. Oh,
that one is.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 984.
Happy Monday. How are we, everybody?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Highlight of your weekend?
Oh, let's go there. Let's go there. We graduated, Amy and I.
Really?
Yeah.
You did it.
Year 12. I've finally finished, guys. No. Graduated from our hypnobirthing classes.
Can I guess how you celebrated?
Yeah.
Lobster cave.
Oh, no, that we overshot. That was last week.
Hog's breath.
Yeah, nah. Went to mum and dad and had sausage rolls.
Oh, that's nice.
Amazing.
Homemade sausage rolls?
Not by my mum, but by the local butcher.
Okay, that's interesting.
Really nice, guys. Mm-hmm. Really nice.
What are you doing there? Just putting
some chewy down.
Mm-hmm. When you go to a cafe, if you have chewy, are you completely fine with tearing off a bit of the serviette, putting the chewy and sticking it in your pocket?
That's fine. I mean, I had a friend put his chewy on the serviette, eat his meal, put it back into his mouth after. Okay, it was there for everyone else to see. No.
And this isn't Chewy Tuesday. And so, what was the graduation experience like?
Well, it was just the last session. Mm-hmm. But we've since update on the hypnobirthing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to understand, a lot to know, a lot to act on, a lot of information that you need to absorb and then act on in a moment of panic, mm-hmm. potential chaos, your wife giving birth. Amy's meant to remember things.
Yeah.
How do you? You need someone there that's not just me.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have one of the teachers there. We're having one of the, a part of the, like, it's
sounds like an upsell.
Yeah. We've been in their funnel for 5 weeks. Yeah.
And you're getting some social snippets done too. Little 9x16 vertical. You're going to want some Insta stories there.
Subtitles.
Captions. Yeah.
Subtitles. So we're going to fork out a little bit of cash it's an amazing service. So it's like a doula, which is someone who will support during the birth, the partner and the person giving birth.
Sure.
The mother. And so it's just a weight off my shoulders. This is like going on a long drive, but you've hired a driver.
Sure.
This is, and it's a limo. Because they're real good at it.
So, it's like you've got a... Are you still 2IC?
Definitely. Okay. Like...
So, if you're 2IC, so Amy's the CEO.
Yeah.
You're the 2IC.
Yeah.
What's this person? Assistant to 2IC or assistant?
She's a managing consulting firm.
Okay.
That's coming in to understand our books.
Sure.
And will basically bring us the most profits that we've ever seen, which comes in the form of a child.
And so, what is it, a set fee?
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, and then they're on call. It's like I was trying to understand the business
how
does model.
So, how many can they be doing at once?
Well, I don't think... Here's the thing. I did the exact same thing. I'm literally crunching numbers.
How does this work?
I'm crunching numbers in the actual hypnobirthing course. Okay,
working out the lease.
Couples, what do we pay? Okay. Yeah. Lovely house we're in. Mm-hmm. What would that... I think it's what happens when you've got a business. You start trying to understand profit margins of, where you're eating. Mate, they'll be slim here.
Yeah.
They'll be slim here. Oh, got to spend a bit. Yep. But if you're making that 30%, that's a good profit margin.
Yep.
Most business. Yeah. Anyway, I don't think you do it for the profits.
Oh, really?
I then think about what we do and running a business. It's a bit different.
So, do they live in the place where they were doing the...
The lady who is going to be our doula, birth person, hypnobirth person. I don't know the technical name. I think it is doula.
Where did you get doula from?
I mean, it's out of your vocab. It's just been in mine. I'll tell you what a doula meaning. It's so a doula, the word
companion.
Doula comes from Greek word meaning woman's servant. Mm-hmm. Doulas are trained non-medical professionals who provide continuous physical, emotional, informational support to women before, during and after childbirth. Exactly what she is. Mm-hmm. She's also a midwife.
Yep.
They're very across it all. They understand it all. And so, where was I? Yeah, so-
Can you give me a sense of cost?
$1,495.
Okay. And so so it could be, so it's not hourly, could be like, are you getting a pre?
It could be a coming back for subtitles 6 weeks after kind of job.
Without any additional cash for the doula.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because think about it, you've got the initial consultation, mm-hmm. you've got the night of it.
50% up front, 50% on delivery?
Yeah.
Seriously. Is that how it works?
Well, you can go on a payment plan.
The doula has the FPOS machine ready. It's about your timing. Let's clear up the afterbirth before we bring out the FPOS.
Look, it's quite flex, but there's so many great people in this world that are doing shit that's beyond them. I'm sure a lot of doulas, it does a lot for them personally. Mm-hmm. They really get a lot out of it. But there's more in it for us than it is the profit margin of the project.
Do you think they're doing, 30 births a year?
Well, if you had two a month as an individual.
It's definitely not passive income.
2 weeks, no. Two-week period. So, Amy gave birth a day after the due date last time, and you brought the birth on.
Yes, I did.
You called. Yeah. It was your presence.
Yeah.
You're known for it. You're two for two.
I rattle people.
You're two for two.
Yeah.
And they're available for 2 weeks. Or in this time, we could call her. Mm-hmm. I'll have her number. Hey, I think this is happening. Great. She'll come over.
That's fun.
And so, it is an amazing service. It's amazing service.
And so, I wonder, from a qualifications perspective, is there anything that they specifically... So, midwife, midwifery.
Well, yeah. I mean, this woman is, four kids deep of her own. She's had children.
Is she going to help through the sort of post-pregnancy thing, like getting the baby comfy at home?
Comes and visits a couple of times. They're very across... milking. What's breastfeeding?
Milking.
Milking. Very cross milking.
Uh-huh.
Milking. Breast milk is phenomenal, dude. Think about it.
It tastes good.
No.
Oh. Well, you said phenomenal.
Yeah, it tastes, because I have tasted it.
Yeah, of course.
Average. Yeah. But it's got everything for a human for the first 6 months of their existence.
Mm.
You don't have no water, no food.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, just breast milk that has all of it in it.
How much is getting produced a day, milk?
It could be a child could have up to 800 mils in a day.
Nearly a litre.
It's a lot of milk, dude. And there was some to spare for Amy.
Mm-hmm.
It was shooting in the shower.
Mm-hmm. Bullshit.
No joke, get in the shower.
But surely you can... how about donating? Because that's a thing.
We had people come to our apartment, text Amy, I'm out the front.
Mm-hmm.
Amy would fucking look around, have a trench coat on, go down. Just, what do you want? It was frozen. She gave frozen breast milk to mothers.
You're running a fucking froyo at that point, aren't you? Well, that's good. I think that's a good use of it. Yeah. I mean, spraying it in the shower seems like a waste.
No. You can't control it, dude.
Oh, it's just happening.
You know how you sometimes wee?
Yeah.
Can't control it.
Okay.
It just goes. They're just rock hard bosoms that just, it is. Dude, it is. I'm just so deep in this shit right now.
Mm-hmm.
So deep. And just understanding. Perineal massage.
What is it?
Two fingers in the vagina massaging it. Haven't done it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Give you an update soon.
For during pregnancy?
During pregnancy to, soften it.
Uh-huh. That's good.
It's confronting, dude.
Uh-huh.
Think about it. You have a relationship with your partner, obviously, intimate relationship that is usually activated in a time where you're both up for it.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, you've got that sort of energy flowing in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
Think about if just it was remove the sexual.
The utility thing.
The utility.
But also perspective of Amy, she's pushing out a fucking human through it.
True.
So it's like a couple of fingers. It's not a big deal.
I know, but it is just settings. It is who dares wins. You know, you just push through.
I don't get it.
Push through.
Uh-huh.
It's like a bit nervous. Like, ooh, this is new. Haven't done that before. Haven't put my hand in a, thing of a jar of bees for $20.
it's not quite that, is it?
No, it will be fine.
So do you actually do a session beforehand of preparing, or will the first time you try the massage
perineal massage,
will it be on the day? Surely you should do it beforehand.
No, it's meant to be like once a week.
Uh-huh.
And then up to the just before childbirth,
uh-huh,
twice a week.
So it's not during, or it is during?
No.
No, that's fine.
It's not during.
Well, either way, it would be fine. Like, but for what's going on.
Of course. No, it all makes sense.
Did you cut, I'm trying to remember, did you cut the umbilical cord?
Yeah, I did.
Uh-huh. Nervous?
Well, it cut like, what could I? I mean, just think about some kind of chicken. Mm-hmm. But even sometimes chicken can be kind of hard to cut. This is, think about like let's say a piece of fruit, like a piece of apricot.
Mm-hmm.
Just cut through that so quick.
Mm-hmm.
And just, but yeah, I remember it. The doctor said to me, the nurses were sort of a bit worried about Amy. And he said, no, let him cut. And just,
mm-hmm,
it's great. I'm glad I did.
Just standard scissors?
No, surgical scissors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why they were so sharp.
Mm-hmm.
You cut your dick off with it. It would go,
uh-huh,
with one snip.
Well, that's exciting. How are you feeling about it all?
Yeah, it's becoming more real for sure.
What's your go-to in regards to mood? Do you feel like during this time you have a certain sort of energy, or have you noticed that you change because of the nerves?
No, I think we're very, very much more prepared than we were last time. So, it's, mm-hmm, kind of a bit more enjoyable, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon I was just in denial last time. Like, not even in denial. In denial would mean you have to sort of understand what's about to happen.
Yeah.
You don't understand what's about to happen for the first time. A lived experience versus watching something on a screen is, mm-hmm, very different. And so, it's going to be such a... But I'm so pumped. Like, I was watching... videos of Bodhi, just seeing the stages of, like, from, you know, the couple of weeks in, 3 months, 6 months, just remembering how small he was,
mm-hmm,
just how little. I was showing George before. Sydney's been smashed with some serious weather.
Mm-hmm.
Sending you, we shot up at the Warragamba Dam where Sydney get their water. That's overflowing, the big dam.
And it was dry when we went.
Dude, it was so, mm-hmm, dry, very low. But there was a river. There's a river called, what's it called? The Hawkesbury, which is a famous river in New South Wales, and it, mm-hmm, runs all the way through a bunch of different towns. And Amy's mum lives right near the Hawkesbury, and, mm-hmm, specifically a little town called Windsor. Trevor Long was out there yesterday. It's like he's a storm chaser. He drove out to look at the bridge because I made a video about the bridge. Because it'd been there for hundreds of years, and they were knocking it down, building a new one, a flood-proof one. It's gone.
Really?
It hasn't been washed away.
This isn't the flood-proof one.
This is the flood-proof one.
Oh, no.
It's engulfed.
And it's gone.
You can't see it. You can hardly see it.
But does that mean it's not flood-proof if you can't see it? Is the flood-proof that it survives? I was thinking about that. Like, it takes a sick individual to think this way, but I definitely thought it. But when you see a house floating, you're like, real estate was probably going to be cheap around there.
Really?
And you think, like,
for sure,
maybe there's a, you know, opportunity to buy. And so, yeah, then,
well,
isn't that?
Unless it's in places like Brisbane, where Dad was telling me yesterday, Brisbane have houses, the first floor,
mm-hmm,
fills up. It's like they accept that it could fill up like a pool. And so, it's made to... To take.
So, stilts, that's what I think about.
Yeah, like, I'm lots like, of okay, houses on stilts in Brizzy.
Mm-hmm. So, then I wonder if you were to do a weatherproof sort of house. Don't know much about concrete, but I feel like concrete could be a good...
Weatherproof meaning it's not going to wash away.
Mm-hmm.
Those houses washing away, like they're on old stumps or something.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like... The house I grew up in probably would have washed away before Dad re-stumped it. But, like, they're just in wooden stumps in the ground. Like, you could really see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, beer. I mean, a lot of the new infrastructure you'd think is just, like, right in the ground. You couldn't imagine an apartment block floating away.
No, that's what that was. They're just that was my point.
Deep. They're yeah. deep. But old houses around here.
Yeah.
Dude, it is. So I'm watching this new show called Billions. And so should get.
Koppelman, I think he wrote it. He's got
Seth Godin's buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. You should watch it. Mm-hmm. I think I like it more because Seth's mate wrote it, you know?
How did you connect the dots with it?
About Brian.
Yeah.
Well, my friend recommended it to me. He's like, we just had a quick chat on Saturday. Mm-hmm. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, just about to watch something. He recommended anything. He's like, Billions, mate. Right up your rally. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I'll try that one episode. I'm hooked. And I think it's because we've been looking at the stock market and we're doing trading on, you know, a bit of Bitcoin.
So
you think
you're a bit of a top dog now, of a trader.
Mate, we should start a hedge fund. But it's about a hedge fund and a district attorney that's trying to prosecute, you know, trying to go after dodgy hedge funds. And the guy wants to buy in the first episode a $54 million house on the water in, I think it's, where upstate in New York. The Hamptons, like on that. Have you seen, you know, like that?
New England.
Dude, they're on the sand. Mm. That thing, you pay $54 million. If the sea rises, gone, dude. Mm-hmm. It's weird how people, you pay more money to get to the edge of the water with the chance
that
you're gone. What do you think it is? Well, limited properties. There's only a certain amount of water line.
What about, I was thinking maybe it's the, if you think of where the water hits the land, more biodiversity, more animals, more interesting stuff going on. Mm. It sort of, in our mind, is more beautiful.
There's something there, you're onto something about the water meeting the land.
Mm. We're fucking poets, aren't we?
No, dude, this is pretty dark, but I once saw someone who wasn't in a good shape. Self-harming by the sea, and I was with somebody who basically looks after people in those circumstances, and he ran to, you know, look after this person. Nothing bad happened, but they were just in a very bad state, and he told me from his experience that that's very common at the point where the water meets the land, that things like
isn't
that
there
happen.
The whole, it's called the blue zone or something. What's the blue zone?
The blue zone.
Guess.
The blue zone. I don't even know what reference to a color would be. Like a...
Blue zone, I think it refers to like longevity.
Yeah.
So, but I think that it could be connected to the ocean. So, I think, what are the seven blue zones?
Well, you
I think,
find
like, think about seafood and stuff, yeah. When you think of someone that lives a long time... Salmon, mate. So. Don't you agree?
Maybe. I mean, there's some old people in Peru that have lived for a very long time up in the mountains. A lot of yogis that have lived for... I mean, George's partner's grandma is 100 years old. Mm-hmm. I guess probably eat a fish. I wonder what the fish situation is in nursing homes these days. But no, the it really gives you a sense at the water's edge that you're... a small, minute being on the earth. Like, think about if you've been in Sydney. Mm-hmm. You're on a think about any cliff that is, you know, the waters over there. It really gives you a fucking perspective of, God, look how rough that is. You see the ocean, it's its own being. It just...
Well, it elevates your mood,
down.
I feel, as well, don't you think?
Mate, I love it. I love...
So,
swimming.
Blue zones are regions of the world where there's a higher than usual number of people that live much longer than the average. The term first appeared in Dan Baitner's November 2005 National Geographic magazine cover story, The Secret of a Long Life.
Mm.
But what I'm trying to ascertain...
Is there a correlation between...
with the ocean.
Blue zone and... tanned people.
Here you go. So, this is what they say. Moderate physical exercise, life purpose, stress reduction, moderate caloric intake, plant-based diet, moderate alcohol intake, especially wine, engagement in spirituality or religion, engagement in family life, engagement in social life. The question is, Are they on the fucking beach? We don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like Bondi. Everyone's watching their calories.
Mm-hmm. Well, what exercising. About thinking about some of those like Greek islands?
Yeah, dude. It's a good lot. It looks like it. I mean, some people are just inland folk.
Yeah.
But if I had the option, on the water.
Just like mountains.
You do? I mean, yes, the States really have a good offering of both.
Mm.
Like a really nice, think about the Rockies, Colorado, just like snow-peaked caps and not crazy far from the water. Here, I mean, there's some beautiful places. They just don't have, not the population that those, because I still like population access to a, you know, population brings a certain thing. It brings Whole Foods. It brings, think about why we don't have a lot of the stuff that the States do. Think about all the shops that have opened up that offer salad, but they go, they die because there's not enough people. But then you don't want, I guess it's a fine balance.
I've gotten really into acai bowls. I know they're sort of a bit of a faux health thing.
Why? Why are you into that? Why are you just, well, out of all things?
It's almost like ice cream for breakfast.
Absolutely.
But there's there's an acai place that I go to where they mix different things into them. So I got acai with peanut butter mixed throughout it. It almost tasted like chocolate mousse. And over the weekend we got it. I actually accidentally tipped an entire acai bowl in my car.
Onto what?
The mat.
Okay.
The car mat, so it was all fine.
That is the, what is it, Amazonian berry. Did it fucking stain the shit?
Because
out
it was
it?
So thick, only the fruits and the peanut butter fell off onto it.
Did you eat it off the mat?
No, we got another one.
Well, you dropped that. Bodie pissed in his car seat.
Really?
Over the weekend.
Oh.
Sunday.
How did that happen?
Well, no, the reason it happened, it's because he pissed himself. But the reason it happened is I turn around, he's got my big bottle of water, like a big 1.25, just sculling
really?
It. Because he thought it was sort of funny. I got your water. Right. Sculling it. Next minute, he's fallen asleep.
Pissed himself. Joke's on him. The joke's on you because you cleaned it up. But he did. He came to the office yesterday and he was very well behaved.
He's fired up.
He actually said, mum's at home having a baby, which wasn't quite true.
She was just taking a shit, right? No.
But
no, she was having a nap.
Yeah. But he went to the toilet and Bree was making sure that he was all okay. She said, are you going to be okay? He's like, yep. So, you're going to wash your hands? Yep. He washed his hands. That was all good. Bree said, did you flush? He went back in, flushed.
Good boy.
That was good.
Did he wash his hands after that?
He did. Yeah. After the flush? I wouldn't think so.
Nah, that's all right. You know. You know.
Has the toilet training thing happened very quickly or has it been a slow process?
Well, he goes to the toilet by himself, stands up.
Wipe his own ass yet?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still-
Not a good job.
I'm still a bit sus on him.
Yeah.
Just his ability there.
Uh-huh.
But it'll come.
How do you teach him? What do you say?
Well, I wonder if there's the scruncher folder thing. I wonder if that has anything to do with how they're taught.
Yeah.
Because-
Surely. What do you tell him to do? Can I guess? You sort of- Because you don't want to pull too much off.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's like your your biggest risk is it's like, mate, like the aim of the game isn't more. It's about using what you have.
Yeah.
But it's not about being stingy.
Yeah, we're not about that. You want a clean bum. And so it's- I think for a kid, you want them to, like, there could be an issue if they just scrunch it all up. And think about if they let a little bit go, it will like, it'll almost pop.
Yeah.
And so you want to just wrap it around your hand, get it real clean. The instruction is wipe till you can't see anything else.
Okay.
Bit graphic,
that's good.
And
that's
wipe
good
until you can't see your acai bowl anymore.
I mean, the interesting thing about toilet paper is I think this idea is, of you're either a scruncher or a folder is the biggest con that's ever been. What
some
about
people,
both?
Yeah.
No, but seriously, what about both? Like, who is actually-
You've seen the taco
just,
ad.
You know, who is just folding? Like, who is-
Dude.
Just folding neatly? At what point? Like, just use a thicker ply at that point.
I know, but like some people really do, dude. It's a real thing.
And so it's- So the question is, if you're folding, you're not creating any more volume, really.
Well,
you're not doing your fucking laundry. I don't understand. Like, what you want to do, how do you describe how, if there's any kids in the car, how do you describe wiping your ass for the kids?
What do you mean?
Well, so, for instance, Bodhi, you explained it. So, you said wipe until you can't see anything.
Yeah, so that's one instruction.
What's the process?
Yeah, so what you do is get it in your hand. I don't even know what I say to
it. What is that
toilet paper? But usually it's like, toilet paper in your hand and reach around behind.
Mm-hmm. Like, right or left hand?
Well, he's left-handed. So, I just let him go for what he wants to do. I think he goes left.
So,
haven't thought about that, to be honest.
Do
you want me to send you a vid?
No, that's fine. In Indonesia, it's really rude to shake with your left hand.
Why?
Because that's the hand that you wipe your ass with.
Okay, that makes sense.
Most people use the right hand, but if you're a left-hander, the natural thing is, so when my brother, when we went to Bali in 1998, why is that
He's
funny?
Still there, isn't he? He's locked up.
Yeah. He got done. but left-hander, he would, he had to really think about it.
I'm right-handed and it's a right-handed world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad Bodhi's left-handed. It's really an eye-opener.
Creative.
Hopefully.
Well, name three things that a left-hander has to put up with that a right-hander doesn't.
Mugs, specific types, pattern on one side, scissors.
Sure he's not like a hybrid?
Nah, he's definitely lefty.
What's it called?
Ambidextrous.
Yeah.
So many people say they are. Statistically, the lowest. But there's a difference. Like my old man, I think, or my brother golfs left-handed the way that it's like the opposite of, so left hand down the bottom. I think that's, left hand down the bottom. Left hand down the bottom.
Yep.
And plays cricket that way.
But isn't it called goofy in skateboarding?
Goofy, yeah. And so he's a version of both. Mm-hmm. Kicks with his right foot.
Okay.
In footy. So it's
good to have options.
Yeah.
The most famous left-handed person we will both say it in 3, 2, 1, Ned Flanders.
Really? He's left-handed?
Yeah. There's a whole episode where he opens a left-handed store.
Oh, yeah, that's
scissors.
Right. Scissors are a real thing. I hate cutting, but he loves his left-handed scissors. Left-handed famous celebrities. Celebrities. All right, here we go. This is to finish off. Matt Groening.
Oh, yeah, from
the writer of
The Simpsons.
Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Sylvester Stallone, Will Ferrell, Jennifer Lawrence, Tina Fey. Nice. Why are they lefties? Why is it in a order of top, Keanu Reeves. Jennifer Lawrence said that. Who else? We've got Bruce Willis. Hugh Jackman, mate.
This is the thing. Sometimes you just want to feel like you're not alone. I did this when I had my herniated discs.
Yes.
I went online to see which celebrities have herniated discs. Can I just tell you 11 or a few celebrities that have back pain? Yeah. George Clooney, although not widely known, Hollywood heartthrob George Clooney has undergone multiple surgeries to address his chronic back pain. George W. Bush, Usain Bolt, Harrison Ford, Tiger Woods. What does that tell you?
Well, back pain meaning just an ache in the back.
Sore back.
Most people have had a sore back at some point, but not to the extent of having an epidural. But toe thumbs is probably the more interesting one for you because
also known as club thumbs.
Yeah. Club thumbs, killer's thumb.
Is that really?
Yeah. Murderer's thumb or something. Kurt Cobain, Jesus. Paul McCarthy, these are all people with left-handies. That is a lot. There's a lot in there.
I just typed in club thumb.
Yeah.
What do you think the
Megan Fox?
The suggestion is after you write club thumb.
What is
on
it?
Google.
Club thumb.
Surgery.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hand surgery in Melbourne. Dr. David Ross does it. What's he doing?
Wow. What are you doing to your thumb? Wow. I mean, would you get it if I shattered you?
No, I love my thumbs.
Do you?
I
mean,
Unless there is an accompanying disorder that produces symptoms or the shortened digits impair the use of the hands and feet, there is no treatment needed.
Of course not.
So, the scientific name is brachydactyly. Brachydactyly. I feel like a
write a song about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I feel like a country song.
And then we'll get your yeah. animated thumb.
Are clubbed thumbs a sign of royalty? Wow. The thumbnail is very wide and short. Clubbed thumbs are historically thought of as a sign of royalty. The rare condition was much more common in the royal European bloodlines than the general population.
Wow.
And was used as a factor in determining the pureness of the blood.
Man.
Thumbs up to that.
My daughter could have a club thumb.
Why do you say that?
Just could. Is it hereditary?
Oh, yeah. Don't know. My dad sort of has one.
Well, no, I looked at his hand. Mm-hmm. You thought he did. Doesn't.
Yeah, not as
where big. Did you get it from, son?
Yeah, the postie. Yeah, I don't know.
Is it a not a defect, a genetic? Yeah, defect. Genetic defect. So, a girl I know has two different coloured eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's amazing. Do you think your baby will have it? She said, I hope not. It's actually a genetic defect, mm-hmm. but of the safer side.
Yeah. Have you heard of a
defect?
Pterygium?
Pterygium.
Yeah.
No.
Brie has one of them. It's also known as surfer's eyes. And it's sort of this thing that happens to your eye, but you potentially need surgery. It's very annoying.
Wow. Why do surfers get it from the getting slammed?
Surfers are. No, I think it could be connected to the sun.
Okay.
What is surfer's eye? Here you go. A pterygium is an elevated wedge-shaped bump on the eyeball that starts on the white of the eye and can invade the cornea. So, what we want to know is
why surfers?
Why is it called? Have a guess and we'll find out. Why is
it's something to do with I think you're right, like the sun and the sea water.
Mm-hmm.
Something there.
Yeah, it just says it's common in people who spend a lot of time outdoors in sunny and windy conditions, especially surfers. Hence the conditions are the name surfer's eye.
Which is the reflection off the water.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting back the
surfers ever wear sunnies?
I mean, probably find him on Kook of the Day.
Mm-hmm. Is that a thing?
Kook of the Day, dude.
It's on what?
Instagram. They've probably got a website, but this guy in California started it.
Mm-hmm.
Kook of the Day. Think about, just someone in a store in a full wetsuit and like wearing. Oh, no. Think about this. A person walking to the surf holding a board, but has flippers on as well.
Are they all surfers?
That's Kook of the Day. Yeah, Casey Neistat did a video where he's like trying to get on Kook of the Day.
Ah, funny.
And he got on. I think they deleted the post after they worked out that it was him.
A setup.
It was like a setup.
Oh, that's interesting.
Some good shit in there, though. Okay. Real kooks.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you want to send us an email.
Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of your day and we'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.